Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Matthew 24, verse 14. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come. I'll take it again. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all nations, and then the end will come. So the one and only sign Jesus gave about the end of the church age is the gospel of the kingdom being presented on nation basis. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The word nation is actually referring in the Greek to ethnos, from which we get ethnic. And it refers to a group of people who have similar lifestyle or habits and therefore similar circumstances. So the gospel of the kingdom should be preached on group basis. And the groupings must be according to lifestyle or habit, and as a result, same circumstance. The gospel of the kingdom is supposed to address the specific needs of groups of people. So today you are going to hear the gospel of the kingdom. And I want to talk to you on the subject, what is the problem? Somebody says there are no problem. You know, we like that language. When they ask you, what is going on, you say no problem. You try and deny a problem. But if there is no problem, then we don't need a solution. Then we don't need Jesus in Africa. So in this opening session, I'm going to give us a wake-up call to the challenges of black people. The reason is simple. If you cannot define a problem clearly, it cannot be solved. It will be like shadow boxing hitting the air. Because you don't know the target, you don't know the problem, you don't know the challenge. It's like you are in a classroom and you do not understand a question properly. You can have the solution, but you cannot apply it or solve it just because you have not clearly defined what the problem is. So many times we have got the solutions in our hands, but we are groping around like blind people looking for the solution which is already in our hands.
And whilst
we are running all around looking for the solution, we are languishing in the problems. Many of our people are spiritual people. We have faith in God. Africans are people of faith, people of the word of God, people of the spirit. But we have in times past shown that we do not know how to apply the solutions we have to our problems. So although we believe in God, our problems doesn't seem to go away. Why? It is because we have not diagnosed properly the problem. Now, after the proper diagnosis today, because I'm going to diagnose it from God's perspective, you will see that the solution to our challenges lies with black Christians. Not with politicians. Not with economists. Not with white people. Not with the IMF or the G8. Because God always puts a solution within the problem. The solution is in our hands. It is not in somebody's hands. So don't put it in somebody's hands. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God asks Moses, what is in your hands? He said, a rod. Moses had little idea that when he was holding the rod, it was the solution to delivering the people of Israel from the captivity in Egypt. It was in his hands, but he didn't know.
Moses no kuta sa pomano. Nansu no nimu da sa sa pomano ne betumi Israel for efinkwansu mu.
One time Jesus asked his disciples, there were about 10,000 approximation, right? About 10,000 people he had to feed.
Yeah.
And they were in a desert, there was nothing. He asked them, what do you have?
Na emri bi Yesu. Na enkrofo bebre aka no su kotie wanyame asama wo sre no so. No bi sa na su afo ne se den na mo wo.
They said 5 loaves and 2 fishes, but what is it among this problem that we have?
Yesu, nya ye wa ya bo do num ne na mienu pe. Na wo hwa sa dom ye ne kura ye ye be ye den.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, before solving a problem, you must break it down to find out the root of it.
Else
you do what is called window dressing. And you will heal it slightly whilst the thing is festering under the surface. And you say, peace, peace, pastor, no problem, no problem, when there is no peace. Now, in breaking down our problems, I want you to know that the challenge of black people, by the way, is not bad political leadership. Somebody says it's our leaders. That's the problem of Africa. Somebody also says it's poverty and wars. Underdevelopment. Other people say that our problem is ignorance and it is corruption.
ana proye ne sayenti
inferiority
ebinu mu ho amho sa wo monka ho bi esa so mo ya bibifo
pull him down syndrome
and they say wo wo kwosro no metwe wata ya mo ahwiase
discrimination or stereotyping
oh wo dia wonka ho ya ka won ma wo nwi ya wonka ho yi si nchai wo dia ya ka wa wonka ho bi wo mo manti.
And what he says, Pastor, our problem is tribalism, identity crisis, receiving mindset.
Let's see.
Name
it.
Have we talked about brain drain?
Na yakasa fa nimdia bibi manfo ya wonan so ya dwe yesa kira bo kire ne aye yenti. Onu mani madia nyina ne asesa wo makogwa bro kire.
I have said all this so that you see that the real challenge of Africa from God's perspective is not any of these things.
Makika wenyi na di atrao amwe hu se dio nyame hu ya hafa no enye se dia yehu nefa.
These are symptoms of the real challenge.
Na we ya no man ketin ketia epie esan se haw na kasa kasa wo ho.
So for a short time I want to take you to the beginning and we are going to do some history.
Na me pese ye kwa ahasie no ene ye be sue abakwasem ene ye friend history.
So we will go back to the Old Testament and start it from the beginning.
Merci. Na ene ye be sue de ye kwa apam da da no na ye ahasie fi na ahasie
so that we can trace the problem.
Se be ya ye betumi anante akwa hu e haw na nkasa.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you here?
Yeah.
All right. So I want us to understand that in the very beginning, God, by grace, set all men up to live right and to do it and to get it right. All men got it right. So Africans, they knew and worshipped the true God like all men in the beginning.
Na asase no abibiman ni yani mo nyame asum nyame se de nyame ebo ne fae.
But like Israel in Egypt, a time came that black people forgot all about him, including his name.
Na edru pempen so bi abibifo no ye refi ni onyame aye nyina empo onyame dini.
After 400 years of slavery in Egypt, Israel completely forgot about God.
Israel for a course, I'm quite sumo one fibe or ha and nine mono. Israel refi won yamekra.
That thing happened to black people also.
Nasadia were a two a bibi man.
So, can you imagine Moses asking God, when I go to them, what is your name that I should go and tell them?
And it's in a Moses, Missa, what ya missa, what ya miwa sumamio. Now, me corner me ume, Missa, now why na sumamia a deep banner memo.
So, although Africans knew and worshipped the true God, got it right in the beginning. Along the line, the true God became very remote to us. Because he was remote in our eyes, God needed a physical representative with us in the form of our ancestors and gods.
Na esan se ye refi wonyaminiti na wo se wo munya bibi si anamu se ye nananom ani anyamen ketoa.
So we were full of worshiping ancestors and lesser gods.
Enu ti na fe dia ye som nananom kra ani abosom nketekete.
These times are referred to in the Bible as times of ignorance.
Na sabri wonyami asem na kire ye mra na ye nim.
Acts chapter 17.
Matthew has Acts.
But because God had a gracious plan, a gracious exit for us from idolatry,
Acts 17
tells us that God, because of his gracious plan he had in future for us, he overlooked the idolatry until the coming of Jesus Christ. Acts Acts 17:29. Therefore, since we are the offspring of God, or we were made in the image of God, we ought not to think that the divine nature is like gold, silver, or stone.
And what say you who nyame ne prekopɛ ye no sɛ ɛte sɛ sika akɔ ana abuba ana bibi ɛte
sɛ something shaped by art and man's devising.
Adia wonipa etumi de ne nsa anwene.
Truly these times of ignorance God overlooked.
Na samre ya ne ye nyimru onyame ewrefi.
But now commands all men everywhere, underline all men everywhere.
Na ne wo sɛ nipa nyina wo baabi asɛ
to repent.
Yan sisa.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So this is the Old Testament.
Now where you apam da da no?
Where God overlooked idolatry. But because he has brought Jesus and raised Jesus from the dead, he says that I am not overlooking it anymore. Everybody must repent.
Now what say emra wa di Christo abana when yan Christo efi awufum no de.
Whether you are a Jew, you are a Gentile, you are black or white, or whoever you are, you have to repent of idolatry.
So we are Mizrimini, so we are Israeli, so we are Jew, we are Gentile, and I say, Memuni, and now we are Tutuma and Akoko, when you miss him, Ra Christo Abem with your sister.
Now let's come to the New Testament. So in the beginning of the New Testament, once again, can we all say once again?
Once again.
God graciously set all men up to do it right.
Now, what a powerful throne, a chassis and a beam, when Yami Adia Nipesi was saying, Yan San Chassis, the Yan Yi.
After another 400 years of silence, he brings Jesus and he says that I am beginning the Old Testament again and I want you to get it right, yes. Because I've brought the grace that you need to do it right.
Well, in fear of ha ahana na abe chamukwano. On ya mese me saya beye a dear fufrobium. Sadiana musumi ye asaseno me sign a dia babio.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
So through Jesus Christ, God, who had become remote to us, revealed himself to all men. Now, one more time.
Christo suti onyame na nankane ye nim no no onyame esan yi no ho de ne kire ye bio enam Christo so.
God, who had been forgotten by men, comes now in flesh.
Yo, onyame a enipa ewe fi ne dada no wasaya bayenchen e wonipa sumu.
By grace. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, the revelation of Jesus first went to the Jews.
Now, Yesu who edisem no edikai ko Jew for ho.
John 1:11-12. And from the Jews first, it went to Samaria or the Samaritan, the half Jews.
Now, if Jew for no hone ko Samaritan for ho no omo omo Jew na ye fa.
If you read Acts chapter 8, you understand what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Now, the revelation of Jesus continued, and from the half Jews, it came to black people represented by an Ethiopian of great authority, yeah, who was a leadership figure in Ethiopia. God revealed Jesus. From Isaiah 53, yeah, Jesus crucified by grace, yeah, unto black people.
Na emra Samaritan foni nya wieye no mo atso miesa wo mo nya ye no eye abibiman na ye gina ho ma Ethiopia ni bia no otukwan a onyame nam ne di sam so amoma ohu Kristo asam no efi Isaiah nguma nom no ono ne ne a otosumye sa oti Yesu ho asam.
Our politicians need to encounter Jesus.
Na yame mufo na waso mu ni Yesu enyampu nimpu.
As many times they don't understand what they read.
Na ya ne bi wo ha ne ya omokenkan no won monte ase.
Like this great politician, a man of Ethiopia, who didn't understand why Jesus came.
Na to say Ethiopia niya na walking can be before Yesu who na want to see.
Now, from black people, the revelation of Jesus went to white people. If you read Acts chapter 10, another great leader who was a European, Cornelius, received the gospel.
Na efi ya bibi man ho no ansa na ekwa abrofo nsem ah sa woni anu ye friend Cornelius ah wonyame yi Kristo ho su edisem no ede kire no.
Are you getting the history?
Na wu tie na wu hu se ni onyame ye na ade fa ya na.
But you know, once again, as it happened in the Old Testament, Africans like the Jews forgot all about Jesus.
Na se de si ye bio no se de si wa pam da da no e san ba pam foforo no e bi before refi Yesu kra.
And our instinct for physical idols reared its head again in our worship to God.
Na se de aye pese ye ye ohoni ni bi si ho e de som sa wo nyame na aye nim no ye san kofa ni bio.
I'm gradually bringing it home.
So
before the white man came with the gospel in our recent history in the 15th century, black people had a form of worship where we acknowledged the true God, but we saw him as remote again.
Na ebibi man ye nya sankate de ne dada na mom na ye hu sesanya me no wa chirechiri kra.
So once again we emphasize our ancestors and our various gods as being with us in the place of God.
Na ye san kofa abususum biom ebesi sanya me na oyi ne hu adidi chire ye ni biom.
And our festivals and domestic ceremonies, they showcase all of this thing.
Na afasha ya ye dini adie nyina no echre ne aye kan nyina ho asem.
If you go to a typical domestic ceremony like naming ceremony and all that, you will see what I'm talking about.
Then posa wo kwa baby aye to bedin a obete ne amekan ase.
The gods, the lesser gods and the ancestors are seen as being in the image of God and representing him.
Na yehu se ye nananom ene anyame nketinkiti egyina ho emasa anyame na ye nim no kra bio.
Our people have seen them as our benefactors.
Na omu hu se ye mpenimfo ene abosunsumfo omu na omu bua ye ema ye tumi ye bibia.
They are seen as people who give us harvest.
Yehu omu se se eduaba ye edua ne beye ye a
if you take any typical festival anywhere in Africa, you will see that this thing is showcased. Not just harvest, they also protect us. So in our domestic ceremonies, they will call for protection from the ancestors.
Enuti say ye afashe bia wo mu gun sa omo friend ananom say omo mebo ye ho ban.
They give us bumper catch.
Na omo maye buan ye so maye kopo a ye nyanam.
They give us wisdom, the wisdom of the gods.
Na omo maye nyansa a ayi abosum na omo maye nyansa.
They are the people who keep us in health and they even give us children.
Na ye hu sa abosum po ene maye ho den omo no tumi maye wo.
Our people see them as are benefactors who even judge and avenge us.
Na ye cry to me who am say oh nananom ni abosumi na omutumi yi atan wo ya bone a won beteo.
The problem all along has been physical idols or gods.
Na ye how nyina kwa ye say honia ya ye dia si ho.
So if you trace your history a little bit right now, if you should trace it a little bit, you'll see that there is a god, lesser god in your family.
Now we dey kwa wachi, wo maame wo nana, wo nana kanso anasa fato as wo. Me nana we na come sa busumi. Me nana we na sensue na ma ni nya sa ba yi o. Ni na to atoaso abusu.
Every tribe has got it, every family has got it. We have had idols and shrines in rivers. Stones. Trees. Strange looking people. Anything that is strange becomes a representative of God. Let's read about that in the book of Acts of the Apostles, chapter 14. Let's read about how we have seen them as our benefactors.
Acts
14 and 15b. Paul says that you should turn from these useless things to the living God who made the heavens and the earth and the sea and all things that are in it.
Paul is saying,
Now look at verse 16.
Who
in bygone generations allowed, can we all say allowed? Allowed. All nations, say all nations, to work in their own ways. So when we were walking in our own ways, it was the lesser gods and the ancestors. But the Bible says that God overlooked it or he allowed it. Nevertheless, verse 17, he did not leave himself without a witness. In the midst of the idolatry, God still did good. He gave us rain from heaven. Not from the gods. It was God, although he had overlooked it, he was still saying that I am there and a time is coming.
Yeah.
And now is that I am commanding every man everywhere to repent. He gave us rain from heaven and fruitful seasons, filling our hearts with food and gladness in the midst of idolatry. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can you imagine that you are glad, although your heart is glad, although you are in idolatry?
Hey,
that's a very strange thing. And you see, that is what keeps people in the idolatry. Because they misinterpret and misunderstand the grace and the goodness of God. So it's not from our ancestors, it's not from the river, it's not from anywhere. It is from the Almighty God. He was always doing us good, in spite of the fact that we have strayed from him.
And
he still does the good, now, even in our current idolatry.
He
still fills our heart with food and gladness. It doesn't mean that the idolatry is okay, because a time is coming at the end of the world, Matthew 13, verse 38 and 39, that he is going to deny it.
Na enye se abusun sumune na nanum sumune ye onyamisi wa makwai ne mumrebe ba besua on mahu kwai biu.
All right.
Amen.
So when the white man came,
itimra broni ba yenu.
They used the word of God rightly, and They use signs, S-C-I-E-N-C-E, signs, not signs, S-I-G-N-S. The white man came with the gospel and with signs, not signs and wonders, but with signs, and they were able to move our people from this physical idol. You came from
heaven to earth. I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.